Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Slavi Youngrice-Wolf, and today we are learning and will focus on the Tefillah of Vidui, the Yom Kippur prayer of confession. What does Hashem want from us? What do we want from ourselves? David HaMelech, King David, was confronted by Nathan HaNavi, Nathan the prophet, after his incident with Bathsheba. He was given a mashal, a parable, and he had no idea that this story was really all about him. After hearing the mashal and casting judgment on the man in the story, Nathan HaNavi proclaims, "Atah Ha'ish, you are the man. David HaMelech, this is really all about you." The Navi in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 12, verse 13, describes what happens next. Vayomer David al Nathan, and David said to Nathan, but then there is a blank space in the Navi. Why? We find the words of David next, just two words, Chatasi laHashem, I have sinned against God. A space and two words. Why? The Vilna Gaon explains that the space is telling us the mindset of David. The space is the silence that filled the room. David is engaged in an inner struggle. This is a huge moment. He has been confronted and now he is consumed with inner turmoil. I am the king. I am the melech. Technically, I am right. I didn't really do anything wrong. What is Nathan talking about? Finally, David comes to a decision. Chatasi laHashem. I have sinned to God. He cries out in anguish. David was heartbroken. Chatasi laHashem. The Rambam teaches us in Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of Tshuva, of returning to Hashem, that vidui, verbal confession, is inseparable from Teshuva. The mitzvah of Teshuva in the Torah, Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Hay, Pasuk Zion, chapter 5, verse 7, makes clear mention of vidui. Behisvadu es chatasim asher asu, and they, the Jewish people, should confess the sins that they committed. There is no teshuva unless it is accompanied by verbal confession. Yes, we want to be better, do better, but this becomes a fleeting thought, along with thousands of other thoughts. For a thought to have lasting meaning, we must create words, words that are expressed and clarified. The person who can pause, contemplate, stop blaming, stop rationalizing, stop minimizing the actions and hurt caused, and then say, like David HaMelech, Chatasi laHashem, I have sinned. Yes, I am responsible. This person has experienced a life-changing moment, which brings us to the vidui, the confessional prayer of Yom Kippur. First, some thoughts about vidui so that we can approach this crucial moment properly. Vidui is recited standing in a bowed position, similar to that used in Modim, the Thanksgiving prayer of the Shmoneh Esrei. It is important not to lean on something. Vidui is said in the order of the Aleph Beis to help us rectify our actions against the 22 sacred letters of the Aleph Beis through which the Torah is written. The Chaya Adam teaches that if one knows that she needs to add a certain action or transgression committed, it should be integrated into the vidui. For example, if you realize that you have not davened with proper kavanah and thought, then by the letter hey, when we recite he'avinu, we have caused perversion, then we would add hispalalti b'li kavana ru'uya. I davened without proper mindfulness. So it would be wise to take the time before Yom Kippur arrives and contemplate. What do I want to add to my vidui? Where do I put it? Make it real. Make it personal. Vidui is recited in Lashon Rabim in the plural form. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. We have become guilty. We have betrayed. We have robbed. If this is such a personal moment, why are we speaking about other people's sins? The Sefer Hasidim explains that this is based on the concept of arevas, responsibility, our responsibility to one another. We are not only accountable for ourselves, We are responsible for one another. We are davening not only for ourselves, but we must make room in our lives and our hearts for others as well. I'm not simply asking for forgiveness for myself. I cannot just focus on myself and be self-absorbed. Hashem, I care for my people. Please, Hashem, heal us. Send us your bracha and your blessings. Take us out of this terrible tsar. Forgive us. Help us, Hashem, through this most difficult darkness. With a broken heart, David then went on to compose Tehillim Nun Aleph, chapter 51. Lev tahar bra li Elokim, Almighty God, create in me a pure heart. Beruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, and renew within me a true spirit. Now we are ready to recite the Vidui and recreate ourselves to be the person we were meant to be. David teaches us that the first ingredient in Vidui is the emotion involved. Simply reciting a list of sins by rote will not reach the greatness of what Vidui can accomplish for us. Obviously, we are not telling Hashem anything new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen it all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard it all. We're speaking to ourselves, seeing the truth within ourselves, and asking Hashem to help us heal our spiritual deficiencies so that we can now live with purpose and meaning. We begin to recite Vidui and we say, Avol anachnu v'avosenu chatanu, but we and our forefathers have sinned. Why avol? Why the word but? This word avol, but, has allowed us to fall into the place that we are in. We often know when we are doing something wrong. It's not right. I really shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have reacted like that. And then we use the word but, and then fill in the blank. But if you would know my stress, but if you would live my life, but if you would have my job, but if you would live with these kids, you'd understand. We must simply say, Avol anachnu chatanu, but we have sinned. No excuses now. Let's try to take a few lines from Vidui for better understanding. Aleph, Ashamnu, we have become guilty. Rav Hirsch teaches that Shmama is an empty space. Shamaim is mental desolation, an emptiness of the mind. Add the letter Aleph to Shamaim, and now we are saying that we have caused our own spiritual desolation upon ourselves. We come into this world with incredible potential. Each one of us has our own unique gifts to bring into this world. Hashem has given us the power of speech, of energy, of mind, of time. And what have we done with all our blessings? Have we become givers or takers? Have we built or destroyed? We are responsible. We write our own story. Beis, Bagadnu, we have betrayed. We have been ungrateful and disloyal. Rav Hirsch teaches Bagadnu is from the Lashon, the language of beged, a garment. If I fail to justify the trust that is placed in me as a human being filled with character and truth, then I am merely a beged of a person. I am merely an empty garment without inner essence. A bogade is called a traitor. Bagadnu, we have betrayed loved ones who counted on us for kind words, for loyalty, for support. We have betrayed Hashem by being ungrateful for the life that we have been given. Instead of gratitude, we have complained or acted entitled. We have looked at other people's blessings and forgotten to see our own. Gimel, Gazalnu, we have robbed. Who, me? Rob? Steal? We have taken money, borrowed property and ingredients without paying back. We have enjoyed Hashem's earth and all its bounties of the earth without saying a bracha, without saying a blessing. We have robbed people of their privacy and dignity, forwarding embarrassing texts and videos. We have robbed people of their time, telling them that we're there to buy clothing, homes, things, but we really never had any intention. We just took their time and their mind space. The Vidui goes on, and we are coming to the end of our time together. I ask that you take a pause in your day and contemplate each of the Vidui confessions. Make it real. Make it personal. I would like to leave you with this thought, with this tefillah, really, this prayer from my heart. My mother, Rebbetzin Esther Youngreis Aleha HaShalom, told me this story. When the war was over, my Zayda, Harav Avram Halevi Youngreis Zatzal, came out from Bergen-Belsen, and he asked the same question of everyone that he would meet. Did you see my father? Did you see my mother? My brothers, my sisters? No, we didn't see them. The answer was always the same. But then, my Zayda met a man who said, I saw them. I saw your father, the Rav, your mother, the Rebbetzin, holding their babies, their grandchildren, all standing on line at the gas chamber. You are the sole survivor. Everyone else is gone. My Zayda gave out an anguished cry, and in Yiddish, with tears, my Zayda said, Ribono shel olam, ich bait nur ein Zach, nur eine Zach, as alle meine Kinderlach, alle meine Deures, alle Yiddische Kinder sollen bleiben bei Teure. I beg of you, Hashem, one thing, only one thing, that all of my children, all of my descendants, and all Jewish children should remain loyal to Torah. I call out to Hashem, Avinu Malkenu, our Father in Shemayim above. Yes, we've made mistakes. Ashamnu Bagadnu. We have caused desolation. We have been ungrateful. It's true. But Hashem, in our heart of hearts, we have just one wish, one tefillah, that we, that our children, all our children, remain loyal to you. Help us, Hashem. Help us live as your children, your nation. Give us the koach, the energy to get through this difficult time. Open our hearts and our children's hearts. Bring us home to Yerushalayim. Bring us the geula. Heal us, Hashem. Help us raise the next generation of Am Yisrael with emunah shalema. Asei imanu tzedakah v'chesed v'hoshienu. Show us your kindness, Hashem. Forgive us. I wish you and all of us a good gebenched yar. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors.